Eloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall? My car keys just found a new home.
We've got hints from Eloise.
Oh, Davey.
He's here. Hints from Eloise.
That's right.
I'm excited about this. Take it away, Davey.
Call your grandma. Call your great aunt. It's time for Hints from Eloise. It's a column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read today from the Watertown Daily Times and the New Hampshire Union Leader. All right. We begin with a note from Eloise herself. She says, "Dear readers," this is very pertinent in these trying times, "a ripped, torn, or dirty mask will not provide an acceptable level of protection. Mm. Throw it out and get a new one. P.S. Cut the elastic bands on the mask before disposing of it so the bands can't get wrapped around anything or anybody, like wildlife."
Okay.
That's like when you are supposed to cut up the six-pack rings.
Oh, that's right, right.
So
the birds,
sea turtles
like
don't
right.
get it wrapped around their neck.
I've never thought about it.
I've never heard that about the mask.
Me
though.
Either. Me either. Never heard
I guess
thought
it makes sense.
I'm going to do it from now on. Just cut the elastic thing off of it so I can help. I want to help.
This is for our female P1s, or maybe for our goth P1s. Also from Eloise, she says, "Dear readers, with our masks on, we may be playing up our eye makeup. Here are some hints on eyeliner. No heavy, dark colors, and don't encircle your whole eye because it can make your eyes look smaller. Too much eyeliner can sink into lines and wrinkles where it can smudge and run. A small amount smudged gently on the corners of the eye looks nice and enlarges the eye."
What's wrong with having your eyes looking smaller? Do we want our eyes looking really big? Is that the new hip look?
Yeah, you want your eyes to look like an anime character.
Okay, I need to work on that. I don't feel like my eyes are too terribly big.
To feel like they're too big for your head. They're impossibly large.
Okay, I'll go with that now.
But have you noticed that, though? I think it has been a boon for women in, like, saving time getting ready because they only have to do their eyes. They don't have to really worry about foundation or their lips, you know, or the whatever they put on the cheeks, the rouge, because it's all covered up by the mask.
The blush? So,
yeah, the blush. So they just go heavy on the eye makeup. And so they look sexy in the grocery store, but underneath all that, they've got nothing.
I do wonder if our female P1s are excited, you know, maybe not having to wear the mask anymore, or do they feel it's a pain, so now they're going to have to make up the entire face?
I think that, and I'm speaking only just from witnessing my wife in action,
mm-hmm.
that she very much has grown accustomed to life in the pandy of not ever having to get dressed and not ever having to put on makeup, except when she's got like a super important Zoom call, and then she'll spend like 5 minutes putting some makeup on.
I think women
are really enjoying the lack of scrutiny on their appearance during these pandy times.
And you know what? I don't think they have to feel the pressure of having to be made up even after this thing is done. It's fine.
Yeah,
we're good.
Everything's changed. Everything means
That's
everything.
That's right.
Speaking of change, Eloise writes, "Spring cleaning is in full swing. Closet cleaning? Here are some items to not donate to charity."
Okay. I need this.
Okay. Out of season clothes and household items. That makes sense. Toys with broken and or missing components. I mean, I've been guilty of donating a broken toy.
Yeah, I think we all have.
Electronics older than 5 years. That seems like maybe 10 years. 5 years seems like, why would you be giving away something that was 5 years old?
Because now you feel that appliance or electronic device is broken and you don't want to donate it. Yeah, 5 years, it's your last.
Furniture that is beyond reupholstering, be it damaged or worn, covered in pet hair, etc. Dirty, stained, chipped, cracked kitchen dishes and service items. And dirty, stained, ripped, moldy, foul-smelling clothes and shoes. So
I've always wondered what to do with the shoes that I'm not wearing anymore. Because I feel that they aren't just too terribly
bad. I mean,
if
they're athletic shoes, then you just throw them away.
Okay.
If they're dress shoes, I think you can donate those. Because you're not wearing those and sweating in them unless you are like a no-sock guy. Are you a no-sock guy?
No, I always have to wear socks.
Yeah, I don't understand the no sock guy.
I don't either. And what about like old hats? Do we just throw those away also?
Like ball caps or
ball
like
caps
the fancy hat?
Yeah, even fancier hats also.
Like an Abraham Lincoln hat?
I don't have one of those, but if I did, I would keep it because I think that's coming back in
style. Do you have the newsboy or the fedora?
Yes.
See, I've never done that because I feel like I can't pull it off.
I didn't think I could with the size and shape of my head, but I can pull off
the
newsboy.
Do you have a large dome?
Oh, my gosh.
What's your hat size? Let's compare hat sizes.
I don't know officially, but it's really, it's in the long. It's not wide, it's long. No girth, just length.
Uh-huh. If I'm going to like the Rangers Pro Shop, I have to dig for the 7 3/4.
I may have to go.
So
for that
I don't quite have the 8 like bucket head, but I'm pretty close. Here are some additional uses for an old leather belt.
Okay.
Hang on the wall to display decorative pins.
Oh. Okay. All right. I don't have a lot of pins to display, but I see what they're
like. Your TGI Fridays flair.
Yes.
As an earring holder, add as a strap to a clutch bag, or use to hold hair clips.
Hmm. All right. All those that I can't use, but I guess I could donate those to my old belts to someone who needs. I have so many old belts that's just hanging there that I feel bad throwing them away, but I'm a hoarder.
Yeah,
baby.
I don't have old belts. I have belts that are too small for my waist now.
I have some that are too.
They're
big.
Perfectly good.
Right.
They're fine. They just don't wrap around my midsection anymore. We are getting into the possibility of outdoor gatherings soon. Right. Everybody mm-hmm. getting vaccinated. The weather turning nicer. Tanya C. of Springdale, Arkansas writes, "Dear Heloise, with warmer weather on the way, my family likes to enjoy a cold drink of lemonade or sometimes a soft drink." Like most families, I guess.
She's not alone.
I take an ice cube tray and freeze ice cubes from the lemonade or soft drink so the drink stays cold and the ice doesn't water down the taste. When I make punch for a party, I do the same thing with an ice ring so the punch doesn't end up tasting bland.
Okay.
My mom does that. She, for some reason, every time we have a big family gathering, she always makes this pink party punch that no one drinks, and it always has the ice ring of frozen punch in the middle because she doesn't want it to get all watery. But I've never once seen anyone like use the little ladle and pour themselves a cup of it. It just sits there.
It just
seems like a waste of effort by my mom.
But it makes a ton of sense to freeze, if you're having a nice soda, to put the soda in the freezer, some of it, to use as ice cubes. That's something that I would never even think about. But if it melts, you're just getting more soda.
Right? And that was a brilliant trick that they used to do. I don't know if they still do it, but they used to do at Hooters when you would get the pitcher of beer. They would put a Ziploc bag of ice in the pitcher.
Right, to not water it down, but keep it cold.
So it wouldn't water it down, but it would keep it nice and cold, so the last glass that you poured out of the pitcher wasn't warm swill.
That's a great idea. That's a great hint that I think I'm going to use.
You're gonna start freezing lemonade?
The next warm day, whatever beverage I'm going to have, I'm going to freeze it first, and then use those as ice cubes.
See, we learned something today.
We really did. That's awesome.
Mark H. in Pennsylvania writes, "Dear Heloise, with wedding season starting up and hopefully more gatherings on the horizon, I want to make your readers aware. Please do not film with your camera / phone, and certainly do not post any video or pictures online without permission from the subjects in the video or pics. Everyone, even children, is entitled to privacy." I think Mark has gotten in trouble before.
It sounds like it. I think the posting is A-OK. I think sometimes if you film things and send them to the bride or groom, they will appreciate it from another angle or something like that. Maybe they'll catch something. You know, you're going to spend for a photographer and a videographer probably. But if you just send it to them, I don't think it hurts anything. If you post it without their permission, I do agree with that, that, hey, you can ask to do that.
Yeah, I think it's always a good idea to ask because, you know, there, especially with weddings and guest lists, like there may be somebody that they didn't invite that they don't want to see what happened at the wedding, or, you know, you never know what kind of drama lays beneath the surface, and you don't want to open up that can of worms if you can avoid it. Okay, so the last couple, really quick.
Okay.
There are always people who are slightly disturbed that write in to Heloise. And one of them is Norbert or Nick. He wrote his first name and his nickname, Norbert or Nick in California. He writes, "Dear Heloise, when I was about 4 years old, my mom would read the comics to my sister and me. My sister sat next to mom and I sat across from her. I don't think that my sister learned to read until she started school. I, however, did learn to read."
All right. Congratulations there, Nick.
Yeah, why is he writing Heloise to scoreboard his sister?
What's going
Maybe
on?
Maybe she was dyslexic. I mean, I don't understand what the comics had to do with it. It really was it threw me for a loop, so I had to include it. And then Hal in New York seems like a very paranoid person because he says, "Dear Heloise, after I've had people over, I check all the locks on my doors and windows just to make sure nothing has been jiggled open."
Like they're going to come back and rob them or something?
Right. like your aunt is...
this Aunt Mary's, you know, loosening.
She unlocked the guest bathroom window so she can shimmy in there after hours.
Later on and get that frying pan that she has her eye on or something.
She was looking at that serving tray.
Dude, calm down. My gosh.
She really liked your lemonade ice tray.
Oh, my first...
And that, my friends, is Donnie's first ever experience with hints.
Thank you, Davey.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
Hope you
enjoyed it.